Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And so glad to see all of you here. Without you here, I couldn't be here. So it's my pleasure to come before you. Now, our lesson this morning is spiritual understanding, seeing with new eyes. You know, when we learn this truth, we begin to see things different. We begin to look at the world a little different. We begin to not buy into the stories that we hear when we're out and about. And I love that. I love that I'm getting a deeper understanding. The longer I live, the more joy fills my heart. So, spiritual understanding is the inner awakening that allows us to look at life not merely as an appearance or what we see with our senses, but to see life truly as God moving in throughout and working through us here on this earth plane. So understanding shifts our perception from looking at all this out here, thinking it's the real thing, to an inner vision, knowing that that one presence, that one power is where it's at. Yeah, that's what we've strived for. That's what we want to feel. So when we cultivate this, understanding becomes, as the scriptures tell us, to serve the living God. To serve the living God. To live from the Christ within us. To express divine ideas of life and to participate consciously in the unfolding spiritual good. You know, there's a lot of love in this universe.
Amen.
And that's what we are, and not only what we are, what we want to experience, and when we experience it, we throw it out to the universe. Sometimes we don't think things are making a difference, don't we? We think, oh, well, look at the world. It's going to, well, you know, but when we get a spiritual understanding that this stuff happening out here is just stuff happening out here. And yes, the impact, you feel it, but it has no power over you. It has no power over you unless you give it power. And how do we give it power? By going down that road, thinking those erroneous thoughts. Woe is me. How many times have I said that in my lifetime? But woe is not me. I am a child of a living God. And when I know that, when I remind myself of that, oh, the joy that's in me, the love that bubbles out. I can walk through, you know, I've had people tell me, you don't look like you have any problems. Duh. You know, you can walk through life with a smile. You can walk through life feeling that stirring within you. When you refuse to give anything that's outside of spirit your thoughts. Yeah, that's hard to do, isn't it? Yeah, that's hard to do. But I like to tell people, learn the truth and stand in it. No matter what the appearances are saying to you, stand in your truth. So you know, we follow the footsteps of our way-shower, Jesus Christ, who demonstrated that when we seek truth and listen within, when we practice compassion and love, when we align ourselves with divine purpose, we live, move, and have our being in spirit, in divine life. Paul described this state of consciousness as the Christ in you, your hope of glory. Colossians 1 and 27. You know, that's the scripture that brought me into unity. I heard it and I thought, there's more to life than what I'm feeling in this moment. And I went to that church the first Sunday that it was, the first Sunday after I heard that, I went to a unity church and I began to learn there's more to me than just this flesh and blood. There's life. There's eternal life. There's something that moves on. I like the thought of that. That this is not a finality. When you lay this body down, that's not a finality. I can't prove it, but I feel it deep within me, don't you? If you've been studying and if you've been practicing, then you feel it deep within your gut that this has got to be the truth of my being. Yeah. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, in his 12 powers, he names understanding as one of our powers. And he says that it is the faculty that interprets life through divine wisdom rather than personal perception. Divine wisdom. It bridges the head and the heart. We grow it through how? Where's my truth students? How do we grow?
Through meditation.
Prayer and meditation. Making that connection. If you're not taking a moment, and I'm not talking about like sitting for 2 hours, you know. I'm talking about taking time to sit with yourself. Where are your thoughts? I always say, what are you thinking when you're not thinking? Where are your thoughts? If they're on the negative, if they're on the erroneous side, if that side, if we had a scale, the balance scales, and if that side is heavier than this side where you know one presence, one power, then you have work to do. You have prayer and meditation to take up. Sit and watch a sunset. And let your thoughts be in awe of the glory of God. That's meditating. That's meditating. Taking a few moments in the morning when you first put your feet on the ground and thinking, thank you, God. I am alive. I am whole. I am well in spirit. No matter what happens when you get up and you hear that creed or we are greater than that. If I can tell you no more this morning, we are greater than what we see. We're greater than what we see. So, sometimes things look chaotic, don't they? Yeah. Turn on the news if you don't believe me. Sometimes things look chaotic, but spiritual understanding, it's not about gathering more information, it's about awakening. And when things look chaotic, We want to awaken to that higher way of thinking. We want to shift from confusion to clarity. We want to shift from fear to faith. We want to shift from limitation to possibility. We want to shift from seeing all this outer appearance to an inner knowing. An inner knowing. To see with new eyes is to make that shift as a way of life. When you hear something, don't take it just at face value for what they're saying. Take it, turn around, and look at it from a spiritual aspect. If you need, take that deep breath and sink down into your heart. You know, we talked about the heart being the compass a few weeks ago. Take that deep breath, sink down into your heart. Be still and know what you are. You're a spiritual being, first and foremost. This is just a human experience. There's nothing in you that can't help you move through a human experience. So, we make that shift. It's our ability to look at the world, to look at people, to look at circumstances, and behold something deeper and truer and more life-giving, and that's the spirit within that moves in and throughout all creation. Not some, all creation. Paul in Ephesians 1, 18, verse 18 says, may the eyes of your heart be enlightened. It's speaking of an inner illumination that changes how we perceive everything. It's that light in you, that Christ light. I want to tell you a modern day parable because it will shine a light on what I'm trying to say here this morning. It will bring it all together for you. This parable is about two gardeners. And they were hired to care for identical plots of land. Both of them had the same thing to begin with. And that's like us. We all come into this world. We have the same tools. We have the same spirit. We have everything we need to work with. So, the first gardener, he walked out and he saw weeds. And he said, oh man, these weeds are terrible. The soil is hard. This is going to be a long season. So he pulled the weeds in frustration and he watered without any joy in his heart. It was just a chore. And he often complained about the slow process. I hope no one in here can relate to that. When there's an experience in your life, I hope you can't relate to that. The second gardener walked out and saw the same weeds. But he also saw possibility, the promise of growth. He said, there is life in the soil. There is beauty waiting to emerge. And he pulled the weeds with intention. I could just see him humming along. Watered with gratitude. Spoke words of blessing over the ground. The weeks passed and both gardens grew. Both gardens grew. But the second gardener's plot flourished and it was vibrant, abundant, and full of color. Visitors often ask, what did you do differently? And he smiled and said, I didn't just tend the garden. I tended my vision. I saw what it could be. I worked from that place. You know, the moral of the story is spiritual understanding doesn't change the soil. It changes the sower. It lets you see things differently. It lets you open up your vision. It lets you look at things and know the possibility that is in every little seed. We got, those of us who were here a couple of Sundays ago, we got a mustard seed. And in that seed, I saw possibility. Because they can grow and flourish into humongous trees or bushes. So, Jesus demonstrated spiritual understanding at every encounter. And that's what we need to do. He looked at sickness and he saw what?
Wholeness.
Right, wholeness. He looked at storms and he saw
peace.
Peace. And he, thank you for being here today. He looked at lack and he saw
abundance.
Right. And he looked at the cross and saw resurrection and uplifting. And you are that. I like the scripture, and if I be lifted up from the world, that's the appearance of things. I will draw all unto me. And that's what we want to be. We want to be out here as apostles, drawing to us those who are searching for this truth that we know here at Unity Church of Life. So, my homework for you, I want you to begin to look at things through new eyes. I want you to do your spiritual work. I want you to take time to realize the beauty of the universe. I want you to fill yourself with joy no matter what is going on. Turn it around and look at it from a different angle. Know that everything will work together for your good if you allow the possibility. Allow the possibility to unfold in your life. So let's see with new eyes. Let's commit to beholding truth beyond appearances. I want you to think of this affirmation. Christ in me reveals wisdom, clarity, and divine direction. Christ in me reveals wisdom, clarity, and divine direction. Say it with me. Christ in me reveals wisdom, clarity, and divine direction. And part two is I walk in spiritual understanding and my life unfolds in grace. Let me repeat it again. I walk in spiritual understanding and my life unfolds in grace. Together, I walk in spiritual understanding and my life unfolds in grace. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Yeah. And it is so. We claim it right here, right now. We're using our spiritual eye, looking at all the little details that may be occurring in our lives. Let's take some time. Let's take some time in prayer. And we'll begin with the Lord's Prayer. I think the Lord's Prayer centers us, it brings us in tune with what we are about to experience. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
So I want you to just take a moment. We're going to go into a light meditation. And I want you to take a deep breath. Hold it and release it. And as you do this a couple of times, give yourself permission to take this time apart. Sometimes we just jump into meditation without preparing our hearts to settle down and to center and to tune in. Breathing in and breathing out, it's all right to tell yourself, this is our time apart. Bring your awareness down from your head into your center, into your heart. Scripture calls this the eyes of the heart. Imagine that soft, warm light beginning to glow steadily. This is a Christ light within you. This is a Christ in you, your hope of glory. With each breath, feel that light expanding, filling your heart, quieting the places that might be tense or uncertain. If you have an issue that you're dealing with that's trying to take precedence right now over this quiet time, it in front of you a moment, whatever the challenge, whatever the adversity. And see it through the eyes of love, knowing that divine order is moving in and throughout that experience, right here, right now. There's no need for concern. And gently lay it aside, knowing that it will be touched as you experience the quietness of your soul. And as you lay it aside, tell it, I am willing to see this with new eyes. There's potential, there's possibility. And it's safe to let it go and to continue your inward journey. The Christ light within you is illuminating all your concerns. Divine wisdom is ready and willing to interpret it for you. Spiritual understanding is saying yes to reveal to you what the outer experience cannot show. So as you breathe in, step into that quiet space. And now just be. There's nothing to do, nothing to see, just be. The spiritual being you were created to be. Letting go of all. Focusing your attention on the spirit within you, the Christ. And take a few moments in this quiet space. Feel the flow moving in and throughout, touching everything that needs to be touched in this moment, right here, right now. Dear God, we're grateful that we know you as a living God. We know you as love, therefore we are love. We know you as peace, peace that passeth all understanding on a human level. And as we prepare to return from our time apart with you, we behold truth that's beyond experiences. We know that you will reveal wisdom and direction. Walk in the way of spiritual understanding. And for this we give you thanks. We thank you, God. We thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And we thank you that we are awakened to that Christ within. And as we go forth as examples, as we go forth letting our light shine, we show others the path that is lit for the universe. Peace, love, and spirit. So for this and for all things and for the new vision that we carry forth, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is.
Amen.
Amen. I have another set of affirmations, and I hope you're taking these affirmations and using them, because they do help that light that is within you shine. They're in your insert. And first we're going to affirm it for ourselves. Together, one with divine mind, I realize infinite potential. Know that for yourself. The potential is there. Grab hold of it. And we want to know this for someone else. We want you to bring them into this chapel. Visualize them sitting or standing right here beside you as we affirm this for them together. One with divine mind, you realize infinite potential. And we see that for them. We see them going forth with new vision. And for the universe, let's affirm this together. One with divine mind, we realize infinite potential. And that potential is there for peace. That potential is there for love. And guess who it's up to spread it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. Bless you.